Sunrise is a bit different from everything else we do because this day was very different from everything else the world had ever done. So you are along for the ride. You have to hold off a little bit on what you want to say and what you want to sing. But today is the day when everything changes and when new creation is made real. Thursday, we closed the Bible and we shrouded the pulpit. Today we know that there is story left yet to be told. The very end of Matthew's gospel. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb.
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you
the next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember what the impostor said while he was still alive. After 3 days, I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He has been raised from the dead.' And the last deception would be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you were looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.'" So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples.
Be not afraid, be not afraid. Christ is risen, alleluia. Be not afraid, be sing out for joy. Christ is risen, alleluia. Be not afraid, be not afraid. Christ is risen, alleluia. Be not afraid, sing out for joy. Christ is risen, alleluia.
Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Now is the moment you've been waiting for. Open your hymnals to 232. Stand and let's sing "Jesus Christ is Risen Today."
Thank you.
You may be seated. That brings us to this table, which is quite a different feeling than the last time we sat at this table as we waited for lights to go out and life to end and the Christ to be betrayed. On this day, we can truly say that this is the joyous feast of the people of God. It's taken a while to get here. That is the story that brings us here. It's a long story from creation till now. And so we come. We come, the people gathered early on the first day of the week, the people who have had their earth shaken by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We come to the table. We come as disciples on Easter who are amazed to see him and recognize him in the breaking of the bread. We come as the people who sat around the table on that Thursday night, unsure if we were the ones who had failed him. We come to this table ready to be the people of God and Easter people. Friends, will you pray with me? We have no words for today, O God. We beg them and we borrow them and we steal them from all over. We bury the alleluias and we bring them back out for this, for the day that changes everything. This is not the first time that you have turned death into life, O God, and it will not be the last, but it certainly is the most magnificent and awesome. You rescued the people from slavery and death in Egypt. You rescued Joseph from his brothers and sent him to Egypt. You rescued the people from Silas and Persia and Babylon and Assyria. You save us from ourselves. We come to you this day with the promise of the resurrection on our lips, on our hearts, and on our minds. And so we speak with the whole church, the mystery of faith. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Having seen the first two, we wait with longing for the third, O God. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and cup. Make them for us nourishment for the journey, both the bread of life and the Savior's body broken, the cup of salvation and the new covenant sealed in his blood, poured out for us for the forgiveness of sins. Help us to remember each and every day of the power and the promises that you make to us. Hear us as we pray in the way that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Friends, we know that on the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat of it, all of you." We often do not read the part of that story where he says that his life was not taken from him, but that he laid it down. He gave his life for us. On this day, we should remember that more than all others. After the meal, he took the cup. Having given thanks, he poured it out and said, "This cup represents the new covenant sealed in my blood, poured out and shed for the forgiveness of sins. All of you, drink of it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's saving death until he comes. Friends, the table is set, the feast is ready. We are receiving by intinction this morning. I'd invite you to come down this aisle, come across. You may place your offering in the plate. You may reacquaint yourselves with the waters of baptism at the font, and then tear a piece of bread off and dip it in the cup. Gluten-free and individual servings are on the table if that is your preference or your need. Friends, come and be fed at Christ's table. Will you pray with me? Oh Christ, what a feast. What a joyous celebration. We have sung at the top of our lungs. We have waited with bated breath and eager anticipation. We still wait. And you have been with us. You have fed us, blessed us, equipped us, and you send us out into the world with everything we need. You, crucified and risen, us, sinned and redeemed, the world prepared to become a new creation. Be with us as we go out into the world. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, I'm going to invite you to stand and open your hymnals to number 240, and we are going to sing just the refrain of 240, which is Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, praise to his name. It is the tradition of the church that on this day we have waited 40 days and 6 Sundays to hear and to say the words of promise. So get ready. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Amen. Friends, we go out into the world that is not the same as it was when we got here. The shrouds have been taken away. The veil of death is lifted. The promise of new life is real. Go with the words of Jesus on that Easter in your ears, inscribed on your heart, and carrying your spirit. Go and tell them, I will meet them. I am risen. Friends, go and may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with us and abide with us this day and forevermore. Amen.